Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who has received so much recognition for his work on behalf of small business that he had to get a bigger mantle for his awards and a wider door for his head.
You have reached the transmitting signal for the big giant head. All big giant circuits are busy right now. Please stay on the line.
Mr. Humble, Jim Blasingame.
That's me. Welcome back, 34 After the Hour. I get that all the time. Mr. Humble. It's good to continue to be with you. I'm very excited about having our good friend Fred Hochberg back on the show. Fred has been a member of our Brain Trust way back to, golly, probably 1998 at least. No later than that. As a member of our Brain Trust when he had another gig, and working with the SBA. Fred is the president, the chairman of the Export Import Bank of the United States. Very important job, and he is one of the great resources of our country, I think. And one of the reasons is because of his background. He's got real rubber meets the road business experience helping run his family business. And let's get him in here. I want him to talk to us a little bit about what he sees out there. Fred Hochberg, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. Great to be on the show this morning.
It's good to have you back. Thanks for staying with me and for being such a great friend to us over all these years. Fred, you helped your mother run her company, Lillian Vernon Company, for a number of years. You were, I think I remember you were the president of that company ultimately.
Right.
Talk to us. You know, we were just talking with Jim Ballard about running a business, about how to be happy running a business. Think back on when you were doing that. I know you guys were successful, but every day wasn't a dream, and so talk to us about some of your experiences.
Well, perspectives. You know, I was listening to the show, Jim, and what Jim Ballard had to say, and I think that there's no way to really run a successful business, or for that matter, even any successful organization, unless you're optimistic. You've got to have a view to the future that's optimistic. You have to have a view that's positive in how you're going to tackle things, and somehow it's going to be better, even if you're going through a tough time. So I think that, as I listened to the last segment of the show, it reminded me very much of running my company. We went through, you know, if you're a business owner, you go through tough times. You go through times, I remember, when the banks turn you down, or there's technological change, or you've got competitive pressures or pricing pressures. But unless you're optimistic and think that you're going to find a better path as a result, you're not going to be successful at it. And I think that was definitely true in running my company.
Well, I think your word optimism is an important one in what Jim and I were talking about finding what he called the happiness advantage. So you're saying that one way to find happiness, to be happy regardless of what's going on, is to be optimistic first, meaning that optimism allows me to deal with this unhappy situation in a positive way.
Right. I think, I can't see how you run any organization, let alone a small business trying to start, unless you have some optimism about the future. And I think, right, optimism and happiness are very much linked. My view always is, there's always time to be disappointed, but why hasten it by being pessimistic?
Right, right. Well, and pessimistic people, I guess I've known some pessimistic business owners, but not many that lasted for very long. Have you?
Well, you can be skeptical, but you still have to be optimistic.
Well, skepticism is healthy.
Yeah, exactly.
Skepticism makes you do your homework and your due diligence.
Yeah. No, but I think as I listen to the show, I think that's an essential ingredient to being successful in business is having, Jim calls it happiness, I would say sort of an optimistic view of the future.
I like that.
And frankly, a lot of energy. I mean, you can't be energetic if you're not a happy person.
Well, isn't that something? Isn't that the truth? How it's amazing how much energy you get from optimism, isn't it?
Yeah. And there's no way to run any company. I certainly know that with my company. Even when the chips are down and you got to put in 12, 14, 16 hours, you've got to have a sense of energy and a sense of optimism to get through it.
Because that's what makes you want to come back. It makes you want to stay. It makes you feel like the effort that you're putting into it is worth it. And it makes you want to come back the next day, doesn't it?
Without question.
Well, because you're optimistic about something, that means you're expecting better things. Well, I got to come back tomorrow to see if it happens, right?
Right, exactly.
See what's going on. Hey, how's your mother?
She's doing great. I just spent... She was down in Washington. The president invited her to the Hanukkah party at the White House.
Wow.
She was excited to go to that. And,
she just keeps on ticking, doesn't she?
For a woman who was born in Germany, came here in 1933, and to be sort of standing in the White House, watching candles being lit, watching songs being sung, it was kind of, I could see it was a really thrilling moment.
Well,
for an immigrant to this country.
Give her our best Hanukkah wishes to her as when you see her, and of course to you too as well, Fred. XMBank.gov, right?
XM.gov.
XMEXIM.gov is the website, folks. And that's what we come back after these messages. Fred and I are going to talk about some of the services that XM Bank provides to small business owners. And if you haven't heard this before, folks, if you haven't heard the XM story, you're going to be very impressed, I think, even if you're not an exporter. In fact, I think when you hear what Fred says, you might want to decide to become an exporter because things get a lot easier when XM shows up. Stay with us. I'm Jim Blasingame. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.